T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lee, we were talking about this earlier. Does it seem like every other character now is gay on national, you know, like television shows?
There does seem to be a lot more of that. And I've also noticed that in the commercial content as well.
Yes. Oh, it is. It is everywhere. It's absolutely constant. And I said, look, I don't want gay people being portrayed if it reflects reality. No, I'm all for diversity.
I don't care.
But in the percentages that reflect reality.
Yeah.
And where is all of this coming from? Well, we just had a new, this is just a recap. We've got a phone call on this too. Last week, the Where We Are on TV survey showed that gay representation on TV is at an all-time high at 10% of characters. And that's broadcast primetime shows. So it doesn't count like Amazon or Netflix, where it's got to be much higher than that. And they call this progress, but it's not enough. They're demanding 20% of series regular characters be gay by 2025. So that is 1 in 5. Okay, that would be roughly 4 times the gay population of America. The Gallup did the largest ever survey, so we'll go with their number. Traditionally, the number's been 3.5. That's the number from UCLA. But we'll go with 4.5 because it was the largest ever survey done on this by Gallup, 340,000 people. They asked to figure this out, 4.5%. Okay, so at 20%, 1 in 5 characters gay, that would be roughly a 4-fold representation over reality.
So we're asking for LGBTQ, whatever the other letters there are, quotas.
Yes, quotas. Again, if we reflected reality, I would have a problem with it. But that's not what this is. This is an agenda.
Oh, absolutely. Of course it is. I got a personal experience here. I enjoy Star Trek, and there's the new Star Trek Discovery series that CBS has, and it is an extension of the whole Star Trek franchise there. And they have made a big deal about having a gay character there, well, several gay characters that are involved in relationships there on the ship there. And it's one of the central ongoing themes of the entire series. So they have certainly made that, a big deal in that series. And, of course, they have touted that and they have online, bragged about that. And that's fine. And, once again, I am not about exclusion or anything else. And that's not where I'm coming from on this. It's just that they have made this such a large part of the storyline that it's like, at a certain level, I got to believe that you're turning off some folks. I mean, even those who may not have a political opinion or have any political care about the LGBTQ issue, it's like, look, why do you keep concentrating on this? I'm looking for science fiction. I'm looking for adventure. I'm looking for this. I don't really care about this relationship. I don't care if the captain is having a relationship with a same-sex character or not, or these other characters or whatever. Let's get to the science fiction aspect of it. And I just wonder if at a certain level, this isn't going to start hurting viewership of things.
Or people just get used to it. Like, I just had that with my husband and I. We watched Mindhunter. We love, suspense, serial killer stuff. Yeah. I know it's cheesy, but we do. Especially if it's well done. So we loved the first season of Mindhunter because it was all about that. It was fascinating. It was about how the FBI developed their behavioral science lab and how they began putting together profiles and serial killers and just different kinds of killers and understanding that there was a pattern in why they did things. We loved it, right? The whole second season, I swear, it is just a homosexual relationship. About 25% of the time, they're focusing on the lesbian relationship in that show. And if it had anything to do with the premise of the show, it might have made sense.
Yeah,
but it didn't.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I want a serial killer suspense show. I don't give a rip if one of the detectives is gay.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I kid you not. They focus about 25% of the show on her gay relationship. Again, it had nothing to do.
Yeah.
with the storyline that was so great in the first season. And I think that's why the ratings fell. I don't think it's necessarily just people offended by that or anything. I think it's just, dude, I don't want to have to fast forward every other scene because I didn't, if I wanted to see a series on lesbian relationships, by God, I'd stream one. There's a ton on Netflix. It just comes across as propaganda, and that makes my whole entertainment groove like just feel like it's manipulated. Does that make sense?
It absolutely is, because that's what the agenda is. I mean, remember who's making this stuff. You know, this is left-wing Hollywood that is doing all this. The left-wing money is there, the left-wing media machine. It's all there, and it's all about normalizing what we consider, those of us who are straight, to be behavior we don't necessarily agree with or want to see. And, trying to be somewhat objective here, I can get it if there are gay folks who don't like seeing heterosexual couples that are enjoying themselves. Okay, whatever. But it's like if you're watching, you know, Jack Ryan or you're watching Star Trek Discovery or you're watching Game of Thrones or whatever it is that you're watching, why not go with a storyline and not spend so much time? If there happens to be characters, I don't care. It doesn't matter. But that's not what I'm watching it for. I'm not watching to either affirm my sexuality or affirm someone else's. I'm looking for some entertainment. And quite honestly, the politicization of sexuality is not entertainment to me.
You know what? That's exactly. You just nailed it. No, it's not entertainment. Feels like it's being rammed down your throat. And it's just, it's very, very frustrating. Yeah, I've got a whole text line full of people saying, yeah, this guy's the same thing. I stopped watching that Star Trek series because if they something that gay couples so much and showed them in sexual situations so often that I was uncomfortable, so I reluctantly stopped watching one of my favorite sci-fi shows. Look, I don't even like gratuitous heterosexual sex. If I'm tuning in to see a suspense show.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to see that. Because believe me, you could get enough of that on plenty of other shows. I just don't. And there's so many well done shows on television right now.
Yes.
And this is new, by the way. Like this is a different. There's so many well done shows on television that don't have any sex at all.
And I want to go back and make a capitalistic statement. This is because of the deregulation of the industry. This is because of the advent of the outside independent things that are not television networks. This is not CBS, ABC, NBC, or the movie studios. These are independent folks who are coming up with these things, and you have a way of distributing this through the internet, through streaming. This is what competition brings you. And you are right. I think there is a much higher level quality entertainment that is out there than we have seen in decades.
Yes.
And it is because of competition. It is because of deregulation. It is because of the freedom in this country to go out, risk capital, and to invest in something and make something different that the consumer wants. And it's like, getting back to the Star Trek Discovery, I think that series is fantastic. The computer graphics, the story, the acting in it is absolutely fantastic. Far better, than I think, than some of the previous spinoffs of Star Trek. But once again, my problem is that they are diluting the entertainment aspect of it with so much political propaganda over the sexualization and the politicization of the sexuality in it.
And, I'm not a Trekkie, all right? But I had a brother who was, so I watched a lot of it over his shoulder. There was no focus on, almost no focus on romance in the original,
yeah, right?
It just wasn't what, not why people watched it. I don't even remember seeing romance. I'm sure there must have been some, but there was no big focus on that. That's not even true to the series as it began.
Right.
All right, let's jump on the line real quick with Keith in Rock Hill. Hey, Keith.
Good morning, Tara. How are you today?
Good. What's on your mind?
This subject is near and dear to my heart, what you're talking about now, because a few years ago, there was a show called Saving Hope. And I fell in love with that show, but the main reason I started watching it was because of a sci-fi guy named Michael Shanks was on a series called Stargate, and then he went on that show. So I put it over to watch it just strictly so that I could watch him the show. Third season comes up, and one of the main characters, all of a sudden, she announces, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm gay now. She dated guys all through the first three seasons. Now, all of a sudden, she's gay. And I don't have a problem with someone being gay, but why do you that had nothing to do with the storyline. Why did you switch this?
Yep, that's what drives me nuts.
I mean, if it would have went season one, you saw some hint. Season two, she started acting on it. Season three, she started liking somebody. And then, boom, season four, now she's come out of the closet, so to speak. But not season three, she's dating some dude. Season four opening, oh, yeah, by the way, I don't like him no more. I like her. I quit watching the series because of it. I never finished watching the series, just strictly because of you took away a main character in my world. You didn't kill them off, but you killed them off. And another series I started watching called SWAT. One of the characters not just falls in love with a girl, she falls in love with a guy at the same time. And they live together in the series.
Good gosh.
First season, there's no mention of this. All of a sudden in season two, she's in a relationship with two married people.
See, okay, and this gets to what, if you want to see that kind of thing, right? That kind of relationship.
Pornhub.
Yes, thank you. Or if you want it a little softer, Netflix, they have series like that where if that's what your entertainment is, you think that's cool, you want to watch it, awesome, go watch it, whatever, I don't care. But to just ram jam that into regular programming, where it's not the focus of it. It's like you will be made to participate. You will be made to take this in.
Well, I mean, I watch, no disrespect, but I watch SWAT because I was a kid when it originally came on, and I watched him run down the side of a building going, hut, 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 hut. You know, and hey, I like that kind of thing. I'm watching these guys hunt bad guys. I don't care about who they sleep with at night. They could sleep with sheep as far as I'm concerned. I could care less.
Me too, Keith.
You know, But here's the thing. I respect you. I love you to death. I've listened to you since you were on a different radio station, the whole bit. With that said, if you started coming on telling me about blow by blow activities with your husband, I stopped listening to you. I'm sorry, but I just don't care.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to stop you there, sir. Thank you. And good morning. God help us all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so Nikki Haley says that John Kelly, chief of staff at one point of Donald J. Trump, and Rex Tillerson, once his secretary of state, tried to undermine Trump. They tried to recruit her, man, for the, I don't even know what you'd call it. But they tried to recruit her. They tried to get her to go in, undermine Trump with them. And they were doing this, and they were secretly undermining him. They were trying to bring Haley into their clique, but she resisted, man, because, as we know, she's always had the people's best interest at heart, and Trump's too. No. Here's Nikki Haley on this.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley accusing top aides of plotting behind the president's back.
To undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing, and it goes against the Constitution, and it goes against what the American people want, and it was offensive.
It's from a new book. So, it's a very dangerous thing, she says, and tell us again, what does it do? It's against the Constitution? Well, she went to Trump with this right away, right, Nikki? No. Well, you never mentioned it to the president? No, I was saving it for my book. Oh, well, but didn't you say it's a very dangerous thing that undermines the Constitution? Well, then, but you didn't mention it. You saved it for your book. God, that's weird. Could it be because she's on the record so many times undermining the president? Endlessly undermining the president. She's got to race some of that. She's got to look like she's a resistor to the resistance. I mean, folks, let's not forget who she is. She endorsed Mitt Romney for president. Didn't help him one iota in South Carolina. She is a Romney babe. She is Romney in a skirt. She endorsed Big Amnesty Marco Rubio for president after explaining to us on national television that he was for amnesty before he was against it. Do you remember when she used her State of the Union rebuttal to Obama's speech to attack her own Republican Party and especially the candidacy of Donald Trump? That's all on tape, by the way. That's her problem. She wants to run for president. And do you remember the San Jose, June 2016 Trump rally where Trump supporters were beaten on camera and Nikki Haley came out and joined others, including Bernie Sanders, in blaming Trump for the violence outside his own rally? Violence that was done by Antifa and other liberal groups? Yeah. See, the problem is all that's on camera. So she's got to fix this in time for her presidential run. So there you go. It was so unconstitutional and dangerous that I didn't get around to telling the president about it. You ever need somebody to do something for you? Like, oh, I don't know. You don't want to move by yourself? Need somebody to help? I mean, it does. It takes two people to get the sofa out. You really need a favor. Well, there's something you can do, a trick that dramatically boosts your chances of getting a yes. And if you think about it, this makes total sense. And you don't have to feel guilty for manipulating the person either, because it also makes them feel good about saying yes. Here's the trick. Right after you ask for the favor, give them the option of declining by saying something like, I really need some help moving, you know, my couches out of my house, but it's okay if you say no. It doesn't matter how you say it. You could say it's fine if you can. I understand if you don't want to. But you just clearly give them the option of saying no. And it works because it puts them at ease, makes them feel like nothing's being forced on them, which makes people resentful the more they think about it. So they actually do feel better about saying yes because they chose to. New study by ResearchGate out of France tested it out by having someone walk around a mall and ask people for change to pay their bus fare, said that they had forgotten their money and they desperately need the bus fare to get back home. When they tacked it on the end, well, you know, but if you, I understand if you don't want to, I totally get that. When they tacked that onto the end and gave people a choice to say no, people gave twice as much money. So there you go. And you get people to help you, especially if you're in a jam. All right. Speaking of being in a jam, we're all jammed up with this coup. We are. Lindsey Graham over the weekend had quite a bit to say about that.
It's impossible to bring this case forward, in my view, fairly, without us knowing who the whistleblower is and having a chance to cross-examine them about any biases that they may have. So if they don't call the whistleblower in the House, this thing is dead on arrival in the Senate.
Yep. Adam Schiff, by the way, has announced there will be no interviews of the whistleblower, despite demands by Republicans. By the way, a very strange thing happened over the weekend. It was very odd. Folks trying to figure out what to make of it, who closely watch this sort of thing. The Republicans requested that Jim Jordan, who will just cut you to ribbons with his questions, one of the most informed members of Congress, that's why his questions are so deadly. Representative Jim Jordan, we played his monologues many times, his question and answer sessions many times on the show. Republicans wanted to move him from the House Oversight Committee, it's a plum assignment, to the House Intelligence Committee. And they're talking about this last week. I was like, oh, that'll never happen. Nancy Pelosi won't agree to that. What, she's going to let Jim Jordan cut Adam Schiff to ribbons? Pelosi approved it. Why would she do that? Why would she do that? I can't figure that one out. A lot of speculation online that Nancy needs a fall guy for when this thing falls apart. Oh, it wasn't me. It was Shifty. I mean, to even bring Jim Jordan in and approve that, but she did. Look, these are crazy times. Adam Schiff is not. Adam Schiff is not. I mean, this is a guy under oath who read into the congressional record a fake transcript of Trump's Ukraine call. It was completely fake. I mean, this is the guy leading the impeachment. He freaking flat out lied. And when he was busted, said, oh, I was just doing parody. Well, the thing is, if you're just doing parody, it might be a good idea to sort of tell us at the time, since you sort of sounded really serious. I just lied again. Like he lied when he said he had always had the Russian collusion evidence. You know what's crazy about this? The Democrats let him go on television for 3 years doing that, knowing damn well he hadn't seen the evidence. Pelosi knew it. She's Gang of Eight. She saw all the stuff he does. He's Gang of Eight, too. It's eight people, four Republicans and four Democrats, who see the most high-level classified stuff. He said, oh, yeah, I saw it. She knew he didn't see it. She knows he lies. Like, at an almost compulsive level, it's bizarre. Yet she put him in charge of impeachment. Which, remember, folks, she obstinately and stubbornly did not want to do. She did not want to do impeachment. Told the Democrats flat out 2 weeks before she said, okay, we'll do it. She told them flat out, we're not doing it. It's bad for the party. You're just going to have to get over it. And AOC went nuts. She broke a nail in everything. So this impeachment is getting out of hand. The only reason they're doing it, remember why they're doing it, because they got to cover up. They know Bill Barr has now launched a criminal investigation. They know how that's going to go for them. It's going to go even worse if Adam Schiff keeps lying and the American people figure it out when they're watching it on TV. So what do you do if you're Nancy? You want to muddy the waters. You want to confuse people. They've done that already. So that when Bill Barr comes out with indictments, if he does, they can say, oh, look, it's Trump. He's trying to cover up for his impeachment. He's trying to hide his crimes by having Bill Barr go after other people. She still gets that. But people do not like this impeachment. Trump is sitting pretty at 50%, 3 points higher than Barack Obama right now. After all of this, she knows that. Oh, by the way, over the weekend, in the swing states, the most critical ones, the hardest to win ones, he is leading the Democrats in every single one of those states except one, Pennsylvania, right now. And that's with the impeachment. So she needs somebody she's got to hang this on somebody when it blows up, right? Oh, that was just Shifty. How do you do that? You let Jim Jordan sit on the committee. I can't think of anything else that makes sense. Can you? Anyway, here's Lindsey Graham on this. And he makes a great point about the whistleblower. Take a listen. He says, if the whistleblower comes from John Brennan world, in other words, John Brennan, head of the CIA, you know the one who says the deep state's real and you're going to love it? It's okay if we launch a coup? That guy? Take a listen.
Well, if the whistleblower comes from the Brennan world, that would be pretty stunning, I think. If the whistleblower had a connection to a Democratic candidate, that would be pretty stunning. So the only way you can fairly deal with this issue is for us to find out who the whistleblower is. No American can be accused of a crime based on an anonymous allegation. The whistleblower is foundational to what they're doing into the House. And the fact that they don't want to call him tells you everything they know. Everything you need to know about how valid this effort is to impeach the president. It is impossible to conduct an impeachment inquiry when the chief complaining witness is unknown to the president, not subject to cross-examination.
Look, just because the whistleblower, whose name is Eric Ciaramella, flew to Ukraine on Air Force One with Joe Biden, just because he was Joe Biden's honored guest at a State Department dinner, just because he hung out with the DNC on the down low when he wasn't at a CIA job, just because he wrote Susan Rice's speech, anti-Trump speech, before Trump took office, and she gave that speech, made a lot of waves at the time, just because he did all those things does not mean he's biased. Can you imagine if it was the other way and that was the description, reverse the partisan labels of somebody blowing the whistle on Obama? The media would be on their doorstep. Their face would be plastered everywhere and they would be absolutely annihilated and destroyed. Lindsey Graham's right about this. We need to know who the whistleblower is. You know why? Because he lied. He lied twice. He said he had firsthand knowledge. He checked that box. This is what started all this. He did not. He's a liar. He also said that according to his firsthand knowledge, Trump had committed quid pro quo in a phone call. Well, we have the transcript of that phone call that we found out he had secondhand knowledge about. It's not in there. So he lied twice. Or his info wasn't that good. It's critical that we know who he is and who coached him, as Lindsey Graham explained in our first epic rant of the day.
What's going to happen when you find out who the whistleblower is? I'm confident you're going to find out it's somebody from the deep state. You're going to find out that they had interactions with the Schiff, and this thing's going to stink to high heaven. And the only reason we don't know who the whistleblower is that it hurts their cause. They're not trying to find the truth here. If you really wanted to know the truth about why Joe Biden said what he did about the prosecutor, if you don't fire this guy, we're going to cut off the money. Well, let's find out. Was Hunter Biden in the crosshairs of the prosecutor? This is not about Schiff finding the truth. This is about Schiff trying to destroy the Trump presidency. Mueller looked at Trump 2 years, $25 million, 40 FBI agents, and didn't find anything. Now we got it in the hands of Schiff and Nadler. If you think Schiff is looking for the truth, you shouldn't be allowed to drive anywhere in America, because that's a ridiculous concept.
You're too stupid to drive. Texter writes, I love this text. I'm looking forward to the Uzbekistan hoax. That should take the unemployment rate below 3% and the Dow to 30,000. Oh, God, that was good. Text writes, hey, Tara, in memory of my uncle Dick, who received a Purple Heart in Korea, also in honor of my uncles Ron and Jerry, both received Purple Hearts in Vietnam. God bless all veterans. Yes, today on Veterans Day. Awesome. Text writes, I don't think there is a whistleblower. That's why the DNC is trying to remove them from the picture. The whistleblower is just a fabrication of the Democrat Party. I think there actually is one. I think his name is Eric Charmella. By the way, did you see this over the weekend? I wonder what they're going to do with Molly Hemingway. I love Molly. She's very popular on Fox News. She's one of their commentators. She outed the whistleblower on Fox. Did you see that? That was after the management said, we are not telling anybody Eric Charmella's name, even if Adam Schiff accidentally released it in a transcript. We're not telling anybody because it's a secret. And he could get hurt. Everybody knows who he is, and he hasn't been hurt. Star Side doesn't play that way. That's them. That's not us. Why would anyone want to hurt him anyway? I don't want a hair on his head harmed. He is an exact example of what is wrong with the swamp. I want to parade him around. See, yeah, like a parade. There we go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.